Well, all right. I am Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Show from Manchester, England, the Hollies.
I used to. Can't you see how I'm too much in love?
Welcome to the show. I am Mr. Zero. This week on the Psycho Jello Show, we are covering the band The Hollies, formed in 1962 in Manchester, England. They had 22 Billboard hits. Starting in 1964, they have released over 30 albums and almost 70 singles. The band is called The Hollies because of their love for the American rock and roll artist Buddy Holly. You just heard the George Harrison original from December of 1965, If I Needed Someone. It was recorded first by the Hollies, but released by the Beatles and the Hollies on the same day, although it was a charting hit in the UK for the Hollies and not for the Beatles. Before that was the song Yes I Will from January of 1965. It was later covered by the Monkees and released in October of 66. Opening our show was the Little Richard original, Lucille, released in January of 1964. Their co-founder was vocalist Harold Alan Clark, born on the 5th of April in 1942 in Lancashire, England, as were most of the members of the Hollies. Their other co-founder was harmony vocalist and guitarist Graham William Nash, born on the 2nd of February in 1942 in Blackpool, England. He once said that he and Beatles George Harrison were very similar in many ways. First of all, they were from the same area of the country. Second of all, they were less than 1 year apart in age. He also said they looked alike and they sounded alike. I have seen Graham Nash several times, twice with Crosby, Stills, and Nash in July of 1994 in Des Moines, Iowa. The second time was July of 96 in Bonner Springs, Kansas. And the third time was with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young at the Target Center in March of 2002. If you'd like to hear past episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show, simply go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. There's a drop-down menu of over 80 episodes to choose from. Coming up now, the number 42 hit from February of 1966, I Can't Let Go. Boy, I wish I could.
Oh, I try, but I can't say goodbye. Feel so bad, baby. Oh, it hurts me.
go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. She stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine.
With symbols on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Bells of feet go ting-a-ling-a-linging, going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running from her head. Now she's dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I have to leave. Now she's moving all around the tables, luring all in sight. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Over tables, spilling all the drinks. Can't they understand that I want her? Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar, throws me in the street. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop.
You just heard the number 7 hit from October of 1966, Stop, Stop, Stop. Yes, I wish I could. Before that, the number 5 hit, one of my favorite songs from June of 1966, Bus Stop. The other third main member of the Hollies was guitarist Anthony Christopher Hicks, born on the 16th of December in 1945, also born in Lancashire, England. The three of them, Clark, Nash, and Hicks, wrote many songs under the pseudonym L. Rushford, which was Graham Nash's grandfather. Their drummer was Robert Hartley Bobby Elliott, born on the 8th of December, 1941, again in Lancashire, England. If you'd like to read more about this artist and other artists that we cover on our show, go to rosevillepatch.com, where there are over 150 articles to choose from. Coming up now, one of my favorite 45s as a kid, the number 29 hit from July of 1967, Pay You Back With Interest.
Too many people need me. I've got so much, so much to do. But when my traveling is over, I'll be back with interest. I'll be back with interest. It seems unfair to leave you and sell myself the way I do. But when even though I lose you, you'd be better.
trust. Everything he touches turns to dust in his hands. Nothing he can do is right. He'd even like to sleep at night, but he me gain control before I lose my reason and my soul. He's King Midas with a curse. He's King Midas in reverse. He's King Midas with a
You just heard the number 51 hit from September of 1967, King Midas in Reverse. Their original bassist was Eric Haddock, born on the 3rd of February 1943 in Cheshire, England. We lost him earlier this year on the 5th of January in 2019. He was in the Hollies from 1962 to 1966. He was also one of the first bass players to play the Fender 5-string bass. He was eventually replaced in 1966 by Bernie Calvert. He was born on the 16th of September in 1942 in Briarfeld, England. Graham Nash left the Hollies in December of 1968 over a dispute of the song Marrakesh Express. The band really didn't want to do it, and he did. So he moved to Los Angeles to form the supergroup Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, with David Crosby from the Byrds, and from the Buffalo Springfield, Stephen Stills and Neil Young. Graham Nash was replaced in January of 1969 by the Swingin' Blue Jeans vocalist Terry Sylvester. He was born on the 8th of January in 1947 in Liverpool, England. The Swingin' Blue Jeans had a hit with the song Hippie Hippie Shake, once covered by the Beatles and also covered by David Jones of the Monkees. This show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's 55113 in Roseville, where they carry classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too, since 2009, where nerd is the word. Coming up now, the number 40 hit from March of 1968, dedicated to my friend Asha, Jennifer Eccles. That song came from using the names of Graham Nash and Alan Clark's wives.
Written on red brick, our love told in a heart. It's there, drawn in the playground. Love, kiss, hate or adore. I love Jennifer Eccles. I know that she loves me. I love Jennifer Eccles. I know that she loves me. La la. By my side, but when we got to a doorstep, her dad wouldn't let me inside.
Some are building a monument, another jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Oh, come on! Underneath the trees, feeding pigeons on a limb. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him.
You just heard one of my favorite Bob Dylan tunes from May of 1969, The Mighty Quinn. Before that, the number 56 hit, Sorry Suzanne, from February of 1969. We're running out of time, folks, so the last two songs will be with Terry Sylvester on vocals. The number 2 hit from April of 1972, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
Sat out all night, I was downtown.
That last song, a number six hit from January of 1974, one of my all-time favorites, The Air That I Breathe. And that was our show, folks. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on the Hollies. Tune in next week when you will hear us from the stars.